The advocates say as recently as 7 years ago, just as the state's fiscal crisis was hitting, most parents were assured by the state that there would be a place for their disabled children, and spots in assisted living homes were found. Now, they say, after years of underfunding, things have come to a grinding halt, and nearly 6,000 people with disabilities are on waiting lists. Steve Kroll, executive director of New York State ARC, which offers services to disabled adults and their families, says the groups need a minimum of $50 million additional dollars in the state budget, which is now running a substantial surplus.
I know that we can do better than this as a state. We should be funding these programs, and we should be making housing available to people with developmental disabilities.
Karen Koritzer with Oneida Lewis ARC says the long waits can sometimes bring tragic results. She says one of her group's longtime clients, Michael, is an adult with developmental disabilities who'd lived with his parents all of his life. His mother, Joan, then in her 80s, came to ARC saying that she and her husband had worsening health issues. It was making it increasingly difficult to care for their son.
Increasing heart condition that was really worrying her about how long she was going to be able to be here to support Michael and her husband, and of course she was taking care of Michael. We advocated as much as we could, but at no time were we able to get approval to move Michael into a residence.
They waited 7 months for an answer from the state with no success.
Just a few weeks ago, I had been notified that Joan had had a massive heart attack at her home. Her son witnessed this. He has had some trauma associated with seeing that happen to his mother.
She says it was only then, when Michael had nowhere else to go, that the state agency that's in charge of the disabled responded and placed him in a home. Kroll with New York State ARC says the governor's proposed minimum wage increase to $15 an hour only compounds the existing problems.
Our employees start somewhere between $9.50 and $11.50 an hour. That is all we can afford to pay on the monies that are provided by the state, because we are 90% funded by the state.
The groups say even if the legislature rejects Cuomo's proposal to raise the minimum wage for all workers, there are still grave impacts. The governor has already acted unilaterally to raise the wage for fast food workers. The disabled care groups will either have to match that salary or see their workers go to McDonald's and Burger King for jobs instead. The groups are asking for another $135 million to help them pay their workers more money. Kroll says the groups have met with state agency officials and Cuomo's budget office. He says they've been polite, but so far have done nothing.
The money did not come forward in the budget. It did not come forward in the 30-day amendments. We can keep talking about this with the executive for as long as we want, but we need to see results in the final budget agreement.
The concerns of the disabled community come as Governor Andrew Cuomo cut a new advertisement for the $15 minimum wage. It uses the words of his late father, Governor Mario Cuomo, in the famous speech to the 1984 National Democratic Convention.
In many ways, we are a shining city on a hill.
There's another part to the shining city. The part where
Cuomo has said, when asked by reporters, that he will try to help not-for-profits who truly can't afford to raise wages, but he has not yet offered a detailed plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.